This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310 to get on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial. You can learn more about Class Financial on their website, classfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Mention the telephone numbers for calling in. This week's a very popular conversation. It involves Social Security. Anytime those two words come up, typically the phones start ringing off the hook. So it's a great opportunity. If you've got any type of retirement-related question, now is a great time to give this call, get you on the air with C.J. Kloss and Malia Cuevas at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. I mentioned the website, KlossFinancial.com. It is a great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. They're separate divisions. Also to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, that's all online at KlossFinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And joining us this week are retirement planning professionals, C.J. Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing this week?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
I'm doing well. C.J., Malia, how are you on this beautiful sunny morning?
It is gorgeous. That's why we live here in the Midwest. Yes, so beautiful.
It is a great day, and we've got a very important conversation, as always, on this week's program. Don't forget, as well as we talk, of course, each and every week, do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Chance to win a fantastic prize, and the folks from Kloss Financial didn't let us down in any way this week. $25 gift card to PetSmart. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Just a little tip, though, if you listen closely to the show, typically the question and answer to each week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program. And before we start talking Social Security, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, get the question and answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a lot of listeners and a few correct answers. So congratulations to Steve of Fitchburg. He correctly answered our question, how many people retired in the United States in 2020? Was it 10 million or nearly 30 million? Of course, Sean said 300 million last week. That was incorrect. And the correct answer was nearly 30 million people, 28.6 to be exact. I don't know that Steve of Fitchburg was one of those, but we're all hoping that we can retire someday. So thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for calling in.
And we'll have another chance to win again this week as well. So as we talk about Social Security this week, of course, a lot of folks, that's a pretty significant factor when it comes to retirement and their income. This week, we're going to be talking about understanding how those benefits coordinate with your spouse or ex-spouse. And this makes things, I think, that are oftentimes confusing to folks, even more confusing. Let's clarify a little bit about what people need to understand there.
Yeah, I hope anybody who's listening right now who is either married and getting close to Social Security or trying to plan for future income streams, or anybody who has a former spouse, whether that be a deceased or divorced former spouse, this part of the show is really for you. It's important for you to know how to plan. And often what we'll find is people who have who are widowers or former ex-spouse that they were married to for a long time, they won't be thinking about or planning on any income stream relative to Social Security from that former spouse, simply because it doesn't show up on their statement. It's not right in front of their face. And so again, this show is for you. But here's some things to be aware of. If you do have a spouse or an ex-spouse, again, ex-spouse through divorce or death, there are several things for you to be aware of with regards to collecting your Social Security benefit based on that spouse's record. A Social Security spousal benefit is available to current spouses, widowed spouses, and ex-spouses. But there are some eligibility rules that you need to be aware of. First, current spouses and ex-spouses who were married for over 10 years and who did not remarry before age 60. So let me repeat that. Current spouses and ex-spouses, if the ex-spouse was married for over 10 years and did not remarry prior to age 60, both of those categories are available, or I should say are eligible, for spousal benefits. You, being the individual who is the ex-spouse or the current spouse, you must be age 62 to file or receive a spousal benefit. You are not eligible to receive a spousal benefit unless your spouse files for their own benefit first. However, that's if you're currently married. Okay, so if you're eligible for a spousal benefit because you're currently married to that individual, you are not eligible to receive that spousal benefit until your spouse files their own benefit first. However, different rules apply to an ex-spouse. And remember, ex-spouse in the form of death or somebody you were married to for over 10 years. Different rules apply there. You can receive a spousal benefit based on your ex-spouse's record, even if your ex-spouse has not filed his or her own benefits. But your ex-spouse must be age 62 or older. Now, taking a spousal benefit does not reduce or change the amount of your current spouse, your ex-spouse, or your ex-spouse's current spouse benefit. So what we're really saying here is when you have a former spouse, again, through death, or you were married for over 10 years and now you're just divorced, once that individual turns 62, you're actually eligible for a spousal benefit, whether they're drawing or not. And you drawing off of that ex-spouse's record does not impact them or whoever they have remarried to. Gosh, I feel like this is just like, you know, round and round in circles.
Yeah. I feel like we need to get out a dry erase board or something here and start doing like a family tree of who's who. And
dry erase boards work really well for radio, Sean. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. These are, as we talk about this stuff, very important stuff to know. And this is kind of highlights the importance of working with somebody and working through all of these things before decisions are made, because they can have a pretty substantial impact. And we talk about, I know Social Security, I know for a lot of folks, a pretty substantial part of their retirement planning Social Security is a big factor of that. So definitely stuff that you don't want to enter into and do haphazardly. Always make sure you're planning these things out. You can learn more, by the way, as we talk with CJ and Malia this morning. You can learn more about Klaus Financial online. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource, great website to learn more about Klaus Financial. Of course, sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number, 442-5637. And if you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we would love to get you on the air this morning. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. So let's talk then about how much you can get in a Social Security benefit if you collect off of your spouse's record.
Yeah, so great question. I was just thinking after listening to CJ that maybe it's just easier not to be married or unmarried or something.
Yes.
But, you know, this is really an important consideration. And believe it or not, people remember that they were married, but as they're getting, you know, and maybe they were divorced many years ago, but they sometimes do tend to forget that there may be some benefits out there for them, because that's not necessarily pressing on their heart or their head as they get closer to their own retirement. So hopefully this wakes up a few people today. But as a spouse, this is really important to understand, as a current spouse, you can claim a Social Security benefit based on your own earnings record, or you can collect a spousal benefit that will provide you 50% of the amount of your spouse's Social Security benefit as calculated at their full retirement age, which we talk about on the show quite a bit, the FRA. So really zone into that. If your earnings record provides you a benefit that is more than what would be 50% of your spouse's Social Security benefit, then you're going to collect on your own, okay, your own benefit. But if let's say you worked for, you know, just a few years and your benefit is fairly small, then you may want to consider collecting the 50%. I mean, that would make the most financial sense. So again, you're automatically entitled to receive either benefit based on your own earnings or a spousal benefit based on your spouse's or, as CJ mentioned, ex-spouse's earnings. And Social Security calculates and pays the higher amount. So many people ask how an early retirement is going to affect those benefits. That's really an important question, especially these days we're seeing people tend to retire sooner than they expected. So if you collect a spousal benefit and you begin this benefit before you reach FRA, your full retirement age, your benefit's going to be permanently reduced. So that's significant. You have to understand that once you start claiming that, it will be permanently reduced. If your spouse takes Social Security early and you take the spousal benefit early, you'll obviously be significantly reducing the benefits that are going to be paid out over your lifetime. And they will have permanently reduced the survivor benefit for which either of you is eligible. So things to know, if you collect any type of benefit before your FRA and you continue to work and receive earned income, you may owe some of your Social Security benefits back. So understand that. And then once you reach your FRA, you can collect Social Security and earn any amount from working without being subject to any reduction in benefits or penalties. We spend quite a few shows discussing that, understanding what those limits are. If you are collecting before you've reached your full retirement age, you need to be watching for what those limits are. And then before applying for spousal benefits, understand how your spouse's benefit may be affected if you take your benefits early, and what happens upon the death of your spouse in that situation. So, you know, again, there's so much going on in this picture when you're looking at, should I take it early? Should I take my spouse's? What should I do? This is where we really, really want you to lean on Social Security. SSA.gov is the website, and also lean on a professional to help guide you to make the best decisions.
Because I know there's some people listening and wondering, for folks who may have an ex, if they take their spouse's Social Security, if they take advantage of that, does that affect their ex-spouse?
Lots of questions, yes.
Yeah, there's always a lot of that. Let's see. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia, of course, of Kloss Financial. This is Money in Motion. You can learn more about them online, the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A fantastic website, a great resource for you. Again, that's klaasfinancial.com. Sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. If you miss any part of today's program or you missed a previous show, you can always get caught up. You get that weekly snapshot of the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast with that email at klaasfinancial.com. Again, just scroll down to where it says stay current and you can get that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. And if you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we would love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll take your call next and continue our conversation with Malia and CJ as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number, 442-5637. Or if you have questions for Malia and CJ, we would love to get you on the air this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Diane joins us. Diane, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Hi there. I have a quick question. So can I get spousal benefits if my ex-spouse is still currently working?
Great question, Diane. The answer is yes. Again, back to those stipulations we were talking about. You had to be married for at least 10 years, and your ex-spouse has to be at least 62. If those two minimum requirements are met, then whether or not he or she is still working is irrelevant. And it also doesn't matter if he or she is drawing a benefit either. It's just they have to be... Those other two requirements have to be met.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good question this morning, Diane. Thank you for the call. And that clears open a line for you as well. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klaasfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. So what should we be aware of when it comes to a couple Social Security benefit when someone passes away?
Yes. So if you become a widow or a widower, you should understand this, that upon the death of your spouse, you will continue to receive either your benefit or your spouse's but not both. And that is a point of confusion for people because they get used to a certain amount of income coming into the household. And unfortunately, when one of the partners passes, we're going to be looking at reducing that down to, or Social Security is down to, the highest benefit of the two in the household. So keep that in mind as you, again, you're making these serious choices of when to collect your own benefit. Now, also understand there is a death benefit. If there's a surviving spouse, Social Security will pay out. It's a lump sum of $255. It's almost laughable, but that's what it is. Upon the second death of the two, though, however, there is no longer a death benefit. We've recently run into that with, children of parents, and the last one has passed away, and they're like, I thought there was some kind of extra benefit, and there is not. It only goes to the second person in the household. It's important to understand you can collect a survivor's benefit as early as age 60. So widows and widowers can restrict their own application to file for their own benefit, or the widower benefit, and then later switch to the other benefits amount. And you might do this if your own benefit amount at age 70 would be larger than your widow benefit. So again, unfortunately, we run into these situations where, a surprise passing of a spouse happens, and we're looking at ways in which to make income or provide income for, the partner that's left behind. So you have to understand there are survivor benefits that you could start claiming earlier than you were planning for your own Social Security. And finally, when married couples choose to maximize their benefit, they're looking usually at the highest earning spouse's benefit, and having that person often delay collecting their benefit till age 70. We've spoken about this so many times because we've talked about the DRCs, or delayed retirement credits, that can add up quite nicely, 8% per year from that full retirement age up to age 70. So when we look at Social Security, we really have to understand it really is a form of life insurance. It could honestly provide the equivalent of $50,000 to $250,000 of benefit over a lifetime, similar to life insurance. So it's not life insurance, but it's a serious benefit that people have to understand. The longer you live, it could really enhance your life if you have a larger benefit. So overall, married couples can optimize their Social Security benefits, obviously by working together and figuring out what will make the best sense in their situation. No one knows how long they're going to live. And many times it's, a gamble as to, if I take it early, I'm taking a reduced amount, but if I die sooner, maybe that made sense, and so forth and so on. So sit down and really spec it out before you just, as I say, sign on the dotted line.
Really important stuff. Great information. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Love to get you on the air this morning. You can be like Diane. Give us a call, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. One of the things I hear people talking about is filing on their partner's record and then, of course, claiming their benefit later. Does that still go on? Is that still available? Is that still around?
Great question, Sean. The short answer to that is no, although some people listening here right now might be thinking, yes, it is. I'm doing it right now. So it depends, but generally for people who are turning Social Security eligible age now, the answer is no, it's no longer around. So let me just kind of frame up the topic, and then I'll go through some logistics. So the topic is as follows. Hey, I heard that there's this file and suspend thing where my spouse can file and then suspend theirs, and then I can draw off of theirs while leaving mine alone. Or I heard that I can draw off of my spouse's while mine continues to accrue. Okay, so this is the whole context of this discussion. And the truth is that those concepts used to be true, but some things changed. So the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 made some of these changes to Social Security laws about filing for retirement and spousal benefits. The first change was regarding the timing of multiple benefits, also known as deemed filing. So deemed filing means that when you file for either your retirement or your spouse's benefit, you are required or deemed to have filed for the other benefit as well. So that's where this terminology of deemed filing comes in. But again, just think of it in terms of multiple benefits. So before this change in 2015, previously some spouses received spousal benefits at full retirement age, while letting the retirement benefits based on their earnings record grow by delaying to file for their own benefits. So think about that, right? I draw off my spouse's record, that whole 50% of my spouse's at my full retirement age, while letting my own record accrue all the way up to age 70. It's almost like this double benefit aspect. Well, so the question is, what changed in 2015? And the answer is, if you turn 62 before January 2nd of 2016, and you are eligible for benefits, well, then you would be eligible for benefits both as a retired worker and as a spouse or divorced spouse in the first month you want your benefits to begin. So what we're saying is it depends on when you turn 62. If it was before January 2nd of 2016, then actually you could be eligible for this drawing off of one or the other. However, if you turn 62 on or after January 2nd of 2016, you're eligible for benefits both as a retired worker and as a spouse in the first month, but that deemed filing applies at age 62 and extends beyond full retirement age and beyond that. So that's where you can no longer just kind of pick one or the other. You are deemed to have filed off of both records. So the reason for this change is historically, if spousal benefits were higher than their own retirement benefit, they received a combination of benefits equaling the higher benefit. This change in the law preserves what they consider the fairness of the incentives to delay, but it means that you cannot receive one type of benefit while at the same time earning a bonus for delaying the other benefit.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. And CJ, I got to ask, a lot of this stuff when we talk about it, there's sometimes an asterisk or some type of exceptions. Are there any in this area?
There are, as with everything. I mean, we talk about this quite often, and it includes like required minimum distribution rules. There seems to always be exceptions. And often it's just like an overlooked aspect that eventually gets cleaned up. But for now, there are some exceptions. So one of those would be deemed filing applies to retirement benefits, not survivor benefits. So if you are a widow or widower, you may start your survivor benefit independently of your retirement benefit. So this whole deemed filing and having to file on both of them, that actually doesn't apply if you are a widow or widower. You could draw on your former deceased spouse's record while leaving yours alone to accrue. Also, another exception is deemed filing also does not apply if you receive spouse's benefits and are entitled to disability, or if you are receiving spousal benefits because you are caring for a retired worker's child. So, or really the biggest one is if you turn 62 before January 2nd of 2016. So that's some of those listening out there going, no, I don't think this applies to me. It's probably under most circumstances because either you're a widow or widower or because you turned 62 before January 2nd of 2016.
Really interesting stuff as always, talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial and their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Chance to win a $25 gift card to PetSmart. We'll also wrap up our conversation about Social Security and, of course, the Social Security benefit when it comes to spouse or ex-spouses. We'll get the final details from CJ and Malia. We will do that next as Money in Motion continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Floss Quiz Question of the Week coming your way in just a moment. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637, and the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. One last thing, as we're talking this morning about spousal benefits, do spousal benefits increase after full retirement age, or you have to wait until 70 to claim, and will your spouse get a bigger benefit then as well? What are kind of the ins and outs there?
Yeah, so unlike Social Security retirement benefits, normal that we talk about all the time, the spousal benefit does not increase if you wait to take the benefits beyond your full retirement age. So currently age 66 for most retirees. So said another way, there's really no advantage in waiting beyond your full retirement age to start taking your spousal benefit. So the most your spouse can receive on your work record is 50% of your PIA or primary insurance amount, which is the monthly amount you're entitled to at full retirement. So very important point there. And finally, you can, we talked about this many times, you can boost your retirement benefit by putting off claiming the initial Social Security benefit until age 70, but they do not apply, those DRCs do not apply to spousal benefits. So really important information to take into consideration when you're making that decision.
Talked about that important information. If you want to review this morning's podcast, of course, get head on over to klossfinancial.com. Listen back to this as well as previous shows, podcasts. Again, big decisions. You certainly want to make sure you're getting proper consultation when you're making these decisions about taking Social Security benefits, whether your own or from your spouse or ex-spouse. Really important stuff and a fantastic show this morning. Again, you can always head on over to klossfinancial.com. Listen back to the programs. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, an opportunity, of course, an email that comes in your inbox each and every week with a nice little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that's all up at klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Also there, by the way, you can submit a question that can be answered right here on the program. I know sometimes in the morning, folks are busy in traffic or dropping off the kiddos at school or picking up some coffee. You don't always get a chance to pick up the phone. You can always email. Just head on over to klossfinancial.com. There's a link there to submit your question to be answered here on the program. Kloss Quiz Question of the Week time. Of course, it works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with this week's correct answer, you will win the prize, which is a $25 gift card to PetSmart. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. If you are eligible to collect a spousal benefit for Social Security, what percentage of your spouse's Social Security benefit at full retirement age can you collect? Is it 50% or 75%? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with correct answer, win the $25 gift card to PetSmart. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, the number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always great hanging out with you guys. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
We'll get a check of news next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.